And unless we have that conversation, we're going to be in a world of hurt over the next 10 years. Now, one of the great things about being a human being is we're self-correcting, right? This is what our society does. So we see a problem, we fix it. And I mean we, all of us. And that's what gives me great hope. I'm not really worried that we're going to end up in some sort of dystopian novel. What I'm worried about is it's going to take us too long and too many people are going to get hurt before we realize what we have to do. We have real work as a society, as a species, as a government, as a legislation, as courts. We have a lot of work to do right now that we're not doing. And that's where your advocacy comes in. It's really incredibly important that as you encounter these things, as your bank creates a new something for you, ask them why. Ask them what data it actually has access to, right? Ask them, hey, are you using my data to help somebody else? And if that doesn't feel comfortable, you say, no, 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 right? These are important questions to ask as a society. And I think as we normalize the use of our data and the use of our time and our eyeballs, you know, online and all of those other things, the community, the AI community, the people that are building these amazing products, doing incredible science, doing incredible engineering, will begin to say, okay, there are societal norms and requirements for us to get the benefits of this as a society. And ultimately, we just have to act. I feel we're in a little bit of the Cinderella at the ball moment where midnight's coming. Right? And I'm not suggesting that planes are going to fall from the skies and things like that, but people will be hurt. There will have to be some 13-year-old girls who are harmed. There will be conversations that are going to be tough about what is okay with technology. And we're just not having it right now. But I'll end by saying that I have great hope. You know, organizations like the University of Wisconsin are committed to this. The larger technical community is largely in this boat. They know we need the will of the people to do what we need to do. So with that, I'll say thank you and take questions.